Frankie's tall.
Like, never forget you guys the bust. The bust.
Microphone down.
Oh no, Alex.
Okay.
You good?
I got new lats, man. They're hard to control sometimes. Go on, sit back, relax. Go and get your drink. Go get tuned up
and tune in. It's What Guys Think. What's up, guys? Listen to What Guys Think. Episode 11 here. We're bringing you a good episode here. It's been about 2 weeks. Just so you know, we're going to be doing this every other week now, because we're going to be recording every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let me introduce our guest today, our boy, Alex Big Banky.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
What's up, guys?
How's it been?
If you guys don't know Alex, he's our neighborhood friend and also ex-Power Ranger.
Yeah.
He's retired now. He was big back in 2006.
Play intro to Mighty Morphin.
We know it. Why are we?
we don't need to play it. He's like,
it's built into our memory. It's burned into our memories.
It's true. How's everything been though, dude? Same old stuff.
Yeah, I mean, besides working through a pandemic, same.
I know you.
Same old stuff.
You've never stopped working, right?
Nope.
Yeah, neither have any of us.
I know, right? True, but you were not working from home.
No.
What have you been doing now?
So, what do you mean?
What do you do for work?
So, I'm a security guard in a hospital.
Oh, ooh, man.
Yeah. And
During COVID
with a psych unit.
Okay.
And everything that comes with having a psych unit on top of COVID.
Exactly. So, you got like people freaking out.
Jesus.
During a pandemic when people are already freaking out.
Yeah.
And
who's sick? Who's not?
Mentally and physically.
Do you have like the scanners from like the zombie movies? Like, no, he's good.
No, we have the next. Guns. Like the little temperature guns.
No, you just put a gun to the head.
Hey, lift your bags up. 60-year-old lady, lift your bags up, please, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, just lays in their heads.
98.2. Yep. You're good.
You're good to go. You're 68. All set to
I think
go.
You're dead.
68. That's the funny part. Some of the, like, the devices they have still don't work.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. What?
So you're legally dead, I think.
Have you seen? So it wasn't like you weren't having COVID patients. Like people probably with COVID were coming in, but you weren't having. It wasn't like. It was a psych ward.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's a closed psych ward, but if you're medically sick, they can't keep you there.
Okay. Gotcha.
So if you're a schizophrenic, and you happen to have COVID and you need treatment for COVID,
how would they know?
They can't. They'll test you.
No, I mean, like, how the schizo know he's sick?
Oh, they don't. They think exactly. They're fine.
Like, oh man, that's like that's tough.
A god complex.
Yeah.
So what would they do for? They would just have to isolate.
So they'd be actively peeing and pooping themselves while like doing whatever their thing is.
I heard you got tackled by someone. Is that true? Like I remember
at work
all the time, probably.
Oh yeah.
You got tackled at work?
Yes.
What is
just for like hell of it?
No, because people are crazy.
Oh, okay.
It's the psych ward.
It's the psych ward. Yes, that's nuts.
Sometimes they want to tackle me. Sometimes they want to just be my friend. Right. And they're just like
but
that.
But then you don't know.
Jolly.
Yeah. And then there's like maybe there might be a switch one day.
Yeah, right. Was there ever a scenario where someone was like being friendly to you and then they were like, ah, like.
So.
Oh, my God.
You know me. You know. Yeah. Like, I'm a pretty social guy no matter what environment I'm put into.
Exactly.
So there was this kid. I thought he was down there for whatever. Depression related issues, which he was.
Okay.
But the biggest trigger was the fact that when he goes off the wall randomly, he would get even more depressed each time.
Okay.
So he went off the walls on the unit after a couple of days of me and him like talking, just like kind of buddying it up. Like I learned he played video games, like he played Destiny. I played Destiny.
You guys were hanging out.
So we were like, we were conversating since we had to spend time together.
Right.
Make the best of it.
Okay.
A couple days in, he starts freaking out. Like, he broke his glasses trying to get the glass out so he could mutilate.
Oh, himself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we came in. We tried to take away the glass, and he was just swinging at us, like, he snapped, was strong enough to snap glass in his hands and then try to do this, and
that's
then came
insane.
After us.
Was he able to? Were you guys able to?
Yeah, we subdued him and
had to.
I was about to say, I was like, how to end?
Cleanly. Cleanly.
Okay. Good, okay. Good.
For a group of delinquents,
right?
Like, we're just security guards.
Yeah, exactly. You're not.
We're not anything special.
No.
But we handled it very well.
Well, that's good. Like,
see, I don't see, this is why I'm not in that profession. I don't think I could handle a situation like that. I'd be like, oh, he's in there. I'm gonna be over there. Oh,
yeah, catch me,
You guys handle that.
You guys got it.
I'm out because like,
for me and my boys, we went in.
For those of you who don't know,
you need people like Alex.
Alex has always been a big dude, like big bank, big like bank. You know that song, Lil Bank Tay Lou, Big Bank Tay Lou. That's Alex.
Okay. All right.
But even growing up, you know, we've both been like similar height, you know, similar weight. And Alex has always been in the martial arts. And I've always been beaten up by Alex and his dad. So it's
great. No.
It's not true. We've
We've all been beaten up by my dad.
Oh, yeah.
So
let me show you
simultaneous times.
Alex has been, I think you were like my first friend when I moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah, vice versa.
Because I remember our moms met. And I remember like shaking your hand like we were like 25. I was like, nice to meet you, Alex.
Yeah, but we were six.
Yeah, exactly. We were like five. I shook your hand like such a professional, I remember.
Because we're bosses, dude.
And we were professional at that. We were young. We were mature people.
Young professionals.
And then you're like, you're like, how you doing? You're like, you want to go play Scooby-Doo at my house?
Jeez. Like little grown men, but love kick things.
Exactly. It's too funny. It was either running around in the yard, some type of martial arts, and then video games in the room while we just fuck shit up in your room all the time.
Yeah, we would tie
toys,
my toys, to the ceiling fan with like a shoestring.
Right.
And then we would turn the fan on.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the deck. And it would spin.
We would duck for coverage.
I would just grab your pillow and then put it on top of my head. Because I knew he was going to. No, because it would start light. It would be like, oh, it's a ball, you know? Like, oh, dodge the ball. And then Alex would take out his
12 inch replica like, Megazord.
Yeah. Or like a giant sword. I was like, what the fuck? Swinging a sword.
I used to, girls probably wonder, like, what do you guys do, like, when they hang out as kids? We just
fuck shit up.
We just, like, we love destroying shit.
Mm-hmm. And destroying each other.
Yeah, play fighting, mm-hmm. and then just accidentally, someone always got hurt, but we were all right. We were all right, like, 10 minutes.
Clockwork.
And then YouTube videos for hours of just stupid shit from back in the day.
The good YouTube.
Yeah, like the post. Age. What was that?
Golden age.
Like the early 2000s.
Before the adpocalypse. Way before the adpocalypse.
Like when you had to click how many stars, remember that?
Yes. Oh, my God. Likes. Mm-hmm. Stars. What?
No dislikes. It was just Niga Higa. Niga Higa. Playing, do you want to be ninja?
Yeah.
Do you want to be ninja?
And then Alex's dad trying to make us ninjas.
Oh, no, I couldn't show you.
All I remember is going downstairs, and your dad was always watching some type of, like, video.
Bujikan. And ninjutsu.
And he would go, you got to watch this.
If you're in the street one day, you got to take care of each other. This is how you should do it, okay?
All I remember of your dad is like he would like learn something or he'd know it already. But he'd come up to you.
We would be the test dummies.
He would like we'd be the test dummies every single time. He'd be like, come here. He'd launch me across.
Yes.
Remember he had us. The funniest is like this is a fond memory. I don't think you guys remember this, but
I know exactly.
But he lined us up in a figure eight like all points like right. around him, right? And then he'd show us the move and knock us into the couches. He'd be like, God. We're like, what the hell?
I remember the one specific time that he told you, Billy, to hold the kick pad.
Oh, man.
And he's like, just hold it square. And he winded the fuck out of that kick.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And he sent you literally across my downstairs living room.
That was hilarious.
I remember I was like,
the couch.
Yeah, into the end of the couch.
I was like, please, Judd, no. I was like, I don't want to. He's like,
all right, now, Frankie, come here.
No, Frankie's like, I don't want to do it. No, he looked at me and he gave me the look. No. He's like, I don't want to.
Because I saw Billy get fucking thrown. You think I want to get thrown?
My dad full sent that kick into your chest at a 13-year-old boy.
I can remember like it was yesterday. I can still feel the imprint.
But we had so much fun in your yard alone, like just the backyard, digging shit up, burying stuff.
Dude, I still find shit to this day. You know what?
What'd you find?
I found it and it was corroded because it was like made out of die cast metal. it was my Beetleborgs. like Megazord they had.
Oh my god.
And it wasn't even a Megazord, it was just like some giant fucking robot.
You found it in the dirt?
And I found it in the dirt and it was corroded and I knew what it was because it looked like a giant ass bug, a literal metal bug.
Right.
And I was so, guys, I almost cried. Cuz like 2 days prior to that, I looked up like, "Damn, I really missed that toy."
Yeah.
How much does it go for on eBay? $500
Really? Really?
Yeah, like, but what is it?
Not even in halfway good condition.
Yeah, I was going to say it's in shit condition. But
did you still have it? Or?
No, I threw it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
I was like, I'll send it to a restorator.
Right,
I'll fucking fix my robot.
No, because it'll be cost more than you'll probably get for it.
Exactly. I was like, fuck, I'll just spend $500
We used to play with airsoft guns.
Would have been nice.
Oh, dude, that
BB
was...
BB guns in your yard, and I remember...
That went so far.
We lost your...
my revolver.
Yeah.
Lost in
did
the woods.
Did you ever find it?
Fuck no.
I always wondered, like, did it ever show up?
When we hit the BB guns? Like,
yeah, we were playing a zombie game. Like, all right, guys, if you get shot,
hide the guns.
No, what we should have done, I mean, we know better now. Like, we could have, like, tagged some, like, tape to a tree.
Right.
Or we could have, like, I don't know, just shot each other for fun.
Yeah, we didn't need to hide the guns.
We had to look, because we saw things that were better on YouTube. That's what it was. We saw cooler things.
Yeah, we saw cool
shit. And we wanted to do it, you know. In the backyard.
we wanted to, you know, replicate what we saw online, so of course we had
again
to.
Golden age of YouTube.
Yeah, it was a good time. And
there's just when things were just like, I feel like we were,
it
just,
was creators creating
I'll things. Never forget. Yeah. You see,
it wasn't just,
you see that right there? Do you it's really hard to see my
is that from, what is that from,
you know, you see the line?
I do see it.
Is that, did is, I, oh, that is from when I
is that from Judd digging his nail in your skin?
No. Oh,
imagine.
But
your dad did this.
I was loading a sniper rifle at your house, and when
and
I cocked back, my
caught?
Finger got caught in the thing, and it cut the whole skin. And I remember Judd was like, "All right, just put your hand on it with the napkin and put it above your head," and then it was just, it stopped bleeding eventually. Yeah. But I probably needed a stitch for that.
Oh, 100%.
So, hold on. So what you're saying is my dad taught you ninja magic.
Yes.
For a moment in time.
He
and you did no longer need stitches.
I didn't
need
it.
For something,
like,
you need, probably needed
I
stitches
probably
for?
Needed it. And he put it. He said, just keep it in the spot that it's in. Put it above your head because it's your heart's.
Maybe Judd's onto some shit.
I think he knows the magic. And there's definitely magic when it comes to that stuff.
He hit us all with chakra bombs when we were young. That's what it was.
Chakra.
He distilled the tales in us.
I'll never forget.
No, don't say that.
Sasuke.
It sounds weird.
Oh, shit.
He distilled the tales in us?
No, he did nothing to us except for dress up as Spider-Man. That was about it.
Holy shit. Oh my, that's a buried memory. Oh, man.
Dude, when it was your birthday, right? You had like a birthday party in the yard? Or was it graduation? I don't even know.
It was graduation from either sixth grade or my like ninth birthday.
Just thinking about it, like, just thinking about like
Judd's
putting on
beer,
the whole,
belly. Hanging biggest, out the Spider-Man suit.
It was the fattest.
That was
with his, no gloves on, and his my parents' engagement ring.
It wasn't
or
even
my,
like
their wedding band.
No,
sorry.
But the funny thing was,
like,
we
that's
were
the fucking my dad's
how
hand.
Were we? How old were we?
We had to be. You had to be. What grade do you think it was?
Eight,
like,
nine.
Yeah, probably like seven, eight, or
yeah,
nine.
Yeah, we were seven, eight.
Maybe
nine, right?
We were seven. You were nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the
that
funny
sounds
part
about right.
was, it wasn't even like when he jumped out in the Spider-Man costume. We're like, oh, that's Spider-Man. It was just like, oh, that's fucking
Judd in a Spider-Man costume.
It was just so ridiculous.
I remember
and
we
then
were
we
like,
grabbed my fucking like, my toys.
Did the whole
I remember he came out and we were like, "It's Alex's dad," and he and we didn't say anything. Well, he didn't say anything, but I felt so bad. We kicked the shit out of him. We were punching him. Alex was like hanging on his neck.
Oh, dude!
He fucked Spider-Man up.
We kicked his ass.
I felt bad.
I finally remember we all high-fived.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, it'll be right.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Nah, that's what he, you know, he'll remember that for years.
Yeah, that was
all those
yeah,
bruises.
Still, oh, my God. He still yells at me for that fucking party.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Alex had a party in high school, and it was like a Halloween party. That was the night that we were at James' house.
It wasn't even Halloween. It was fucking November 2nd.
It wasn't Halloween. But he just, I remember, oh, dude, I remember it.
No, I remember. So this is what right. I finally remember. I
we should describe my backyard first.
Go, yeah, explain
you do
your
first,
party, so, and then we'll tell you how we came in.
Okay. So I wanted to throw a big-ass party.
Yes.
My mom was away. Mm-hmm. for the weekend. So it was just my dad.
Oh, that is perfect.
I was like, all right, mom's at grandma's house. Only dad's home. Dad's cool. I'm going to throw a fucking party.
Yeah.
My backyard is like, how big? Like half an acre?
Yeah, I would say.
Three.
With all the land.
3/4 of an acre?
Yeah, but then you went past your own acre and you didn't really give a shit.
Yeah. No, because it was Brookdale. It was fucking Brookdale. It was a giant ass field.
I remember people
because Sandy happened, there's a giant hole in the fucking ground.
Yeah.
All right. It's a very rural area, right?
Yeah, there it's like a lot of
woodsy
like
area.
Woodsy.
The whole fucking school.
The whole school was there.
Got word of this fucking party. Hey, Alex Banks, they're on a party.
We know where he lives. He tells us every day.
It's on Craigslist.
Yeah. It's right by the school.
Vinny Caparino told me somebody put that shit on Craigslist.
I didn't even know. I didn't. Well, luckily,
so not only did our entire junior senior class show up, half the freshmen, half the sophomores, whole entire classes from other schools, Mattawan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Mattawan,
heard about
in my backyard.
Oh man,
getting fucking turnt.
That was a big ass
it was
party.
So like I just remember seeing like a mob.
I just remember seeing
it was
mob,
just
people
dude
outside
Tyler
front.
Jones runs up my fucking stairs to yell at the people playing the fucking music. I'm like, okay, this is I felt like I was drunk at work at the age of 17.
Right.
Wait, so what was your dad doing?
No, hold on. Before you say that, I gotta tell you guys what Alex said to me.
What?
He was like, Frank, I think I'm gonna throw a party at my house like this day.
Oh, the day of school?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe a week before.
A week before.
And
week
I was like, all right. I was like, your parents gonna be home? He's like, nah. He's like, it's just gonna be my dad. And I was like, but Alex, like, your dad's gonna do something. You're like, nah, I'm gonna drug him.
Oh,
did you
shit.
Really drug your dad?
Nah.
Yeah. You're a psychopath.
Did you really drug him?
I just gave him a lot of Tylenol.
It's.
I mean, he's old.
He probably fell asleep. Whatever it was.
It's not like I gave him like.
What, was
like
he sick or something?
Xanax,
Tylenol and stuff.
No, I just gave him shit ton of Tylenol.
Yeah, why? Why did he take it?
Because I mixed it with his wine.
The wine mix, maybe that
oh
probably
my
did
God,
it.
You're insane.
I was all right. I'm a better person now.
No,
that's not okay.
100%.
Okay.
It was just so funny because I didn't think. Because
I had it. I had to do it. I told people, I was like, fuck. If it doesn't happen.
Alex was probably in this room like,
bitch.
I'm going to look like an idiot.
Where?
I'm going to look like a total fool if this doesn't go through.
Where was your dad, though? Was he in the back room?
In his bedroom.
With dad's home.
Sleeping.
Big Papa Bill.
Big Papa Bill. Yeah, they just moved. Did you hear?
Congratulations.
Yeah, they're having a good time in Florida.
He actually I DM'd him a couple days ago.
Really?
I was like, oh, so glad to hear you guys moved down there. Congratulations, all the success.
Nice.
He just texted me back like yesterday.
Yeah, he never sees anything.
Yeah, he doesn't miss everything.
You have to get him
I don't care. He answered.
You have to get him on Snapchat. That's like his app.
I don't touch Snapchat.
Well, yeah. Well, it's why?
I just don't.
You just don't want to? You like something happened?
No, nothing happened. I just don't find
it. Alex isn't doing selfies while he's kicking someone's ass and no joke.
Yeah, Snapchat's like, whatever. I have someone to take my pictures.
But how are you supposed to take like videos when you're out somewhere and like let everybody know that you're there and like be cool? Like
the Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah, that is
I'm
true.
I'm about Instagram.
Yeah, and then you got stories, you know. You got
But Snapchat, you have like the strangers who's adding me.
Yeah.
And then
not
like,
about it.
Yeah. You have like Tyrone looking at you and he's like,
hey, Tyrone.
Some guy hit me up and was like, my Snapchat name is just Big Frank. Like no
ooh,
numbers.
Big
no
Frank.
Number. Big Frank. Yeah, no, it sounds.
Exactly.
Kind of sights you on, my guy.
Yeah, so someone added me and was like, yo, Big Frank. He's like, I told you I find you, motherfucker. And I was like,
who are you?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I'm the Frank you're looking for.
That's not the right Frank.
And I never got a response back, so I'm glad.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because it wasn't the right Frank he was looking for.
I guess he's still looking for
wrong
that.
Wrong Frank, motherfucker.
Yeah. You should have took a picture, like, not him.
I probably did send him something.
Shitting on the toilet. Yeah, like, right? Is it me?
But what happened?
Oopsie.
Did you get in trouble for that party, though? Like, because you go.
So, big party
right
happens. Mm-hmm. All right? Cops pull up.
Right.
Everybody dips. Like roaches when the fucking lights
jumping
turn on.
Jumping fences.
Jumping like gazelles. Jumping fences. Getting stuck in that giant hole in the ground, I said, from Sandy.
Insane.
people getting actually injured trying to jump over my neighbor's fences and running through the wood, like people getting hurt.
Yeah.
No one fucking got caught. Except.
Good. Well, obviously for you.
For me.
Yeah, right. Your house.
But thank God the cop, the first cop who pulled up was a cop I knew.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good.
He goes,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? I go, I was having a party. He goes, you're not anymore. Yeah. And I go, nope. He said, good. And I said, good.
And that was it? Zoop. That's
done.
Amazing.
First
that's
time.
That's good. That's
wow.
Good.
Second time. 30 minutes later, another cop pulled
up.
Oh,
wait. They were still.
Oh, yeah.
We were still partying. With, oh, yeah. That's right.
There were still a couple people lingering.
Right.
Who were intoxicated.
Oh,
and
oh yeah. The drunks. The
over, yeah. So.
The four loco heads.
I'll make it really. Yeah. I'll make it really simple. I had to pay my dad back for a couple tickets.
Oh, that's what happened, right?
It was a pretty penny.
Yeah, what'd you do? Did you have to get a couple jobs?
Nope. Just got the summer job at the Hazlet Swim Club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And the paid
pool,
it back.
The pool club. Okay. There you go.
And I was kicking at the pool club and GameStop and working at that Airsoft store.
Yeah. Oh, I remember at GameStop. Alex would text me all the new deals that are coming out.
Hey, listen, I got that 3-for-1 pre-owned deals.
Yeah.
He's trade two games and get one for
under the table.
Either right now, by the way.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad that you were able to pay that debt. And
me fucking too.
And that was the last time you had a party there.
That's the last time I had a party ever.
Right. Mm. And that was, I remember.
Kickbacks only.
I remember we were at a party at Jane's house, mm-hmm. and we were dressed for Halloween.
This was during your party.
Jane Arias?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my ex.
Shout out Jane Arias.
shout out my ex.
So we're
at the party, and I'm dying laughing because Frankie, you were talking to Alex. No, right. Yeah, no, you're talking to Danielle or Alex.
I think we're talking to Alex.
Yeah, Alex, and while you're having this conversation, I'm fucking slammed. I'm slamming. I think we're having a Halloween party at Jane's,
right? Yeah.
And I'm just getting hammered, and Frankie's looking at me. He's like, we're gonna have to go to Alex Banks.
I was like, bro, Alex Banks looks crazy.
Yeah, he's like, Alex Banks looks crazy.
You made a Vine about it.
Literally. I did.
Frankie did make a Vine of it.
Every so often, I'm like, damn, I wish I could see this shit.
I know, it's all gone.
I gotta show my girlfriend
some of this stuff.
She doesn't get it.
Yeah, no, but like, such a good time.
But the best part was that your party wasn't a costume party. It wasn't even Halloween.
No, so, but people fucking showed up in costumes.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
But
Danielle Cret running through my backyard dressed as a fairy.
This is what we were talking about.
She was dressed, Cinderella?
Yeah, whatever it was. No, were we in a van? Whose van were we in? Someone was
called. Whose fucking van?
Who drove us there?
I don't remember.
Were we
all? Was it Grace?
Did we walk there?
Hashtag Omar's mom? Did she help? I don't know. I think it was. Was it I don't know. Who was it?
A mother? A parent?
Yeah.
Two up?
Yes. No, I thought
you lived up the block.
No, we were at. We were by
Middle
Road. We were by Middle Road School.
Oh.
So we had to, I don't know if we walked or someone picked us up.
That's not a far walk, though.
No. Name in the comments who picked us up. You were at the party.
You were at the party.
You
picked us up?
You were there.
Where's the ride at?
No, but the funniest is Danielle running.
She
to
got
the van
scraped.
And Cinderella.
And then Russell Langell's trying to like fix her up.
Dude, it was hilarious because she was like covered in leaves and shit.
Oh, I felt so bad.
But imagine someone was high, they're saying, and saw fucking that running through the woods.
Dude.
It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's like an apocalypse running towards you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Dude, Mario, Count Dracula, they're all coming after me.
I remember
Tigger?
Some girl. I think I was hanging out with you one point. We were going up your stairs, and your stairs were fucking broken. It was like the backyard woods?
Yeah, they're
like busted. We were trying to get up. And I remember some girl was like, hey, I just recently broke up with my ex. And she's like, are you dating, did you date Alexa? And I was like, yeah, why? And she's like, I forgot what she said, but she's like, oh, fuck yourself or something like that. I was like,
what?
I was like,
the fuck?
You. I was like, fuck you, bitch. And then I walked away. I was like, who are you?
What the fuck? Like her cousin or something?
Yeah, probably. It was so funny.
Good thing you dodged that fucking bullet.
Bro, I was fucking dying. Like, oh, I was like, who the fuck was that?
Who are you?
I was dying.
This little fairy.
Where did we go here?
I was like, who the fuck's that girl down there? And then I just kept walking
upstairs. I've been hanging out in this house for years, bitch.
Yeah, for real. Get out the fucking driveway, bro. Kick her out. I wanted to throw her
out. Remember, we used to sit in my fucking driveway in my dad's car with the keys and rev the engine?
Dude, we used to rev the engine.
Dude, I wish Alex.
Jed would come out. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Dude, I wish Alex would say to that girl, fucking, did you win the tables, ladder, chairs match in the backyard? Because we did.
Listen, we were the fucking tag team champions against ourselves.
He's like, you weren't digging a hole in the backyard and fucking...
You weren't in the basement filming like zombie movies, were you, bitch?
You weren't digging holes in the backyard with your boys. You weren't
almost getting killed by Scooby,
I would pay, if I had to pay $100 to see like our home videos that we made on your camera,
I would pay millions.
I'd pay right now.
Over time.
Hand it over.
FBI, open up.
Judd, get the tapes.
Get the tapes out.
Break it down.
But
all right, guys.
Last week was my 25th.
You old fuck.
I'm a fucking grandpa now, dude. I felt it. Like, you know that? You ever see that movie like where they have Justin Timberlake, they have the time on their wrist?
I need your time.
I felt like that when I woke up.
The clock starts.
I was like,
no. What was this?
Billy loves
my power levels are dropping.
Billy loves to watch. Billy loves to watch anime. So sometimes when we're playing video games, he's like, "Guys, I gotta hop off. I gotta watch anime." And I was like, "Bro, listen." I was like, "Listen. I'll save you an hour." And I was like,
"Yes, like, shut up, Frank. Shut up."
I was like, "There you go.
That's Watashinoa. All the night."
I was like, "That's like a whole episode right there."
That's hentai, my guy.
Anime leads to hentai.
Yeah,
hentai's art. So it's okay.
It's
like the gateway drug.
At Omar.
My girl took me out to eat. It's called like Willows or something like that, like by Seabright. It was nice. It was funny though because it was such like a nice day and they had like spots outside by the water with umbrellas and they put us like in the one spot that wasn't outside and I was like you know vibes. I was like is there any spot where we can chill like where it's nice instead of like sitting in the inside, and it was funny because we were only two of us but. They only had like four tables.
Was this
tables.
The other day that when it was nice as shit out? For
yeah.
No reason?
Okay. And when it was
it's getting nicer.
Oh, it is.
That's why it's raining out. So
actually,
hard,
right? It might have been on the. It was a two. It was on my birthday, I think. Yeah, I think it was on my birthday. So we the food was great there, and then she was like, "We should go to Eventide," and it was like, "Eventide? You ever heard of that?
No,
it's in.
I haven't heard of either of these places.
These are all like mostly in Seabright." So ooh, we
damn bro,
damn,
you crack a lacking,
dude. I'm cracking.
I'm addicted. Like I'm addicted to the crack. Let's see. I got anything?
Oh, there goes the arm.
Oh my dude, god, and it's picking up sound.
I know place. That must have been loud. That wasn't even close. Ooh. Gotta keep
Frank,
going.
Frank, give me the old ring.
Give it the old ring dinger.
Yeah. What?
I gotta put you on these videos. You gotta put you on these videos. At late at night, me and Billy watch like these freaking chiropractic videos. We're like the guy's just like relax.
He's like relax.
Just cracks the shit out of
like no, Mortal Kombat sound effects.
I think that's why I like it because it's just like oh they're not dead, but it's it looks like the killing them.
Fucking kill me.
But I was like,
me, Daddy.
You know that episode where Aang got his chakra back and he was able to enter the spirit realm again and defeat Lord Ozai?
What is it?
That's what I want you to do to my back.
Oh, wait, is that from the Avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Aang.
There's one thing. The biggest nerds are sitting at this table right
dude,
now.
Dude, that's all. Wano, it's fucking
but
nuts.
But you're like number one, though, because you never got off.
I never fucking stopped.
This man, like, when everybody stopped watching, you know, Power Rangers, anime, uh-huh. all that shit, Alex was still there, number one.
I said,
yep.
Fuck no. I'm going to watch
like
this.
I'm always going to watch it.
And now everybody else right now would be like down to watch any of that. So yeah. Fuck them. You knew about
stop
it.
Stop appropriating my culture.
I feel like after high school, I was like, finally, I can just like be myself.
But I was like in high school. I was like, why the fuck are these guys like faking this shit?
But I would never fake it to like everyone. I feel like I was generally a cool guy for everyone.
No, you were.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people
were
faking
like,
shit.
I feel
though.
Like there was right. a lot of fake people in high school, though.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people that are just like, oh, I'm better than everyone. Like, why?
I'm like, dude,
why are
fuck
you?
It. You're 16.
If you think about that,
such
like,
a god complex.
Imagine high school was like your best year for you.
Like you peaked in high school?
Oh, that's sad.
Dude.
Like I peaked in middle school, I think.
Imagine.
I peak every night.
You know? I knew I peaked in middle school when girls left their phone numbers on my yearbook. That's when
Oh, they left their phone numbers on your yearbook
they were like,
and they
have
grinded
a good
on you at,
no,
at the 303 at the pool club.
Don't trust the hoe. Don't trust the hoe. Don't trust me.
You know what I love?
I trusted her.
She fucking grinded with someone else 3 minutes
later. There's always those kids that would write in your yearbook, like huge, and just take up a whole page, like, asshole.
My mom paid $63 for this book.
And I have a giant dick with your name in it.
$63 for me and this other kid to be on total different pages. Assholes.
And then like the Hags girls, like,
have a great summer, you fucking bitch.
Like, if you're gonna write Hags like in your name next to it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, come on.
It's like, at least say like I had nice hair or something. Mm-hmm. Make me feel better about myself.
Like, I always looked at your pants. Like, oh wow.
What are you?
Your shirt was real tight.
Yeah, right. It's like, damn.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, I guess.
I was really growing into them. Yeah,
I was growing. I keep eating the hamburgers. I know that's Burger King. I go across the street, you know, and just fucking get chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken sandwich.
Dude, I would eat like a monster, but you know why I would eat like a monster? It wouldn't matter. Metabolism was like that. And like one sport game, bud. 50 pounds off.
Man. Hey, fuck you.
Yeah. Let me talk to you.
Sorry, Alex.
What was... Because you look phenomenal right now.
Yeah, you look really good.
This is the
how'd
best,
you do it?
This is the best I've ever seen you.
We'll have you haven't seen me in...
Take off your shirt right now.
No, you don't have to.
This is just...
He's like, I just age.
I was like, we'll have you take off your shirt. I got it now.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to get the gloves.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to stop now?
No.
What were you going to ask me?
So I was
on a roll.
All right, we're on a roll.
He has to eat.
Stop.
Cut.
No. Come on.
All right. What's it called? I'm trying to think of where I'm going to pick up from. What was I going to... Oh, what's the biggest weight that you were? Fuck. That you were like...
Sorry, man, if I did
wow.
this.
Wow, no.
What was like the biggest...
Just with the... Just get in there.
Biggest fucking stomach you had.
Just with your hands. Show us how big.
That big. I was probably like 380.
380.
Damn. 380. No way. I don't believe
that. When was that?
Because...
Well, he's tall, too.
I have proof. I started weighing myself at 370.
You know what? No, you're right. You're right.
He was.
I saw your flashback pictures on TikTok,
bro.
But when was that? Was 70. That was that a few years ago? Or was that
was 2 years ago now. Probably 2.5 years ago now.
And what was like the biggest factor? Like, because I know you were.
What was your favorite food?
Hold on. I wanted to ask him.
Come on, dude.
Trying to keep it professional for a second.
I'm sorry.
What was
pizza?
Because you always were active. You were always doing like.
I'm always doing some stupid shit.
Like, yeah. I mean, you're always
like running in the backyard playing Power Rangers.
Right.
Laying pipe. Just
I know you were always like.
I was always up to some shit.
You were
shit.
Doing martial arts. You were doing fighting, working out. But like.
Airsoft.
What do you think? What do you think? Like, was it just something?
Dude, it was. So I joke a lot, and I say it was my depression.
Yeah. Right.
I was like, "Yo, fuck that dude. Yeah, who's in the mirror? Fuck that guy. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, but no, it was like I just wanted to live a better life.
Like, you just wanted to do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to fucking glow up.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice way to put it.
You're talking about now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like before that. Like what? Like what was like your like just. Like, because you were active, but then you were...
still big.
You were still big. But, like, was it...
I ate a lot.
Was it just eating a lot? Like,
yeah, dude.
It's just constantly...
So you just like, eating less?
You know, I could still down a whole large Domino's pie. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But I just choose not to.
Right. Domino's pie. I mean, that's good.
Because I didn't know if you were like, I'm still working out. It's just not... Maybe, like, you found something. Like, I didn't know...
No, I was eating a shit ton while working out a lot.
Gotcha.
And then I was like, hold on. Maybe if I don't eat, like, shit...
Yeah.
Do you think it was?
And work out.
Do you? You think it's what you eat, or you think it's how much you eat, like when it comes to your diet?
I have to say how much I eat.
Yeah.
Because I eat now. I eat 5 times a day.
But you never did that.
I never did that. I would just eat.
You ate 3
consistently
times a day,
you just all ate. Day.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So now
like snacks, this, that, pizza, right. Lunch, dinner,
anything you wanted, really.
Anything, dude. Chicken tendies all day.
Chicken tendies are really good.
That's how it was.
What do you got for tonight?
But tonight I got
dinosaurs and
I got
cheese.
Dinosaur nuggets. My mom.
I can do whatever Jeanette I want.
With the dino nuggets. That's what made me fat.
So what really got you motivated? I know you wanted to glow up, but was there one thing that do you think you got like addicted to it, or you think like,
dude,
I feel like that's
why would you not get addicted to self improvement in any type of way?
Sure,
mental or physical.
I mean, I love food too.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Yeah. I will.
Like, but I feel like if
you, I really wish we did this on a Sunday,
so you could just down you, everything.
So we could have like a big, like a not a binge, but like have a good meal.
Yeah, right. Feast right here on the table.
Just like fuck.
Pose. Yeah.
This is a snack meal, ice cream to start.
Yeah, I'll still get down like that.
So what have you been doing to work out? Like, what's like the main thing? Like, are you doing? I know you're a trainer now.
Yeah, man.
Personal trainer? I'm
personal trainer for Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you have, do you have, are you doing, is that progressing? Is that like in the works?
Yeah, I got a couple clients.
Nice. Good, man.
Teaching them how to kick somebody's teeth out. Mm.
There we go.
I mean, this when I saw that, I was like, this is all this man has been doing since he was literally 10, like 5 years old.
Now I'm like, professional.
I know, right, which is great. You that's why like I started with Frankie. Now. I was like, Frankie was like playing with the camera all year, you know, for many, many years of his life. And then bang, I was like, he's a professional. No, what was I saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're always fucking around with this stuff, though.
Right.
No,
yeah.
So I got
always.
So I got Frankie this dash cam camera because he's traveling. He has to do drone shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so I was like, he needs a dash cam. He doesn't have a dash cam. He needs a fucking dash cam because who knows what's going to happen when he's driving.
Right.
So Frankie was reading like the instructions how to set it up and stuff like that. It says, "Oh, it says that you need to install. You need like a professional's help." I was like, "Frankie, you're a fucking professional. You've been using cameras.
You got a
like,
YouTube professional, like, my guy.
Exactly.
You got everything right now."
It's such a complicated thing to do because they want you to like wire the whole fucking thing like throughout your car. I'm like, bro. I was like, why can't I just throw a GoPro on the motherfucker and just hit play?
Is that what you did?
No, you could do that. I didn't install it yet, but I opened the box like just check it out. But I need to get like a
hey, listen, professional.
Yeah.
Put that shit on.
I will. I know.
You got this.
I'm gonna be able to do it.
I put in the beeper.
I put in the fucking cigarette lighter.
He's like, now it only records when I honk my horn, so I'm holding it while I'm driving. And I'm sorry, it's my camera.
But, you know, like, I'm glad that, you know, you got your... Is it like a license? Does that have to be a certain amount of hours you have to do? Or?
Unfortunately, right now, for any type of Muay Thai... boxing or kickboxing instruction, there's no real certification for it. It's all your accolades.
Okay.
And I was a national champion. I am a national champion.
There you go.
In Muay Thai and kickboxing.
No. Oh, so that's fucking hard.
It was two grueling days of fighting.
Yeah.
Four fights. I lost one, but I won one fight by knockout and two by decision.
Nice.
So
nice.
I won three fights.
I think I watched all those
and
fights
lost.
Online too, to be honest.
Yeah, they were all on my Facebook. Yeah, someone
I watched them
me
all.
That's great.
So first one fought tall dude. Mm-hmm. Second fight knocked a dude out. Third fight fought the tall dude again, beat him again. And then last fight I fought this 6'8".
Oh my God.
Brazilian goofy mofo.
6'8"? Is it the same weight? Does it go by weight?
There's a 265 weight limit.
Oh, wow.
I weighed 240 pounds. I do not know how much this man weighed.
6'8".
But I'm sure it was under the 265. Jeez. It just so happened he was tall as shit.
Yeah, he's probably like 250 rocking.
250, not a lot of muscle, just lengthy.
Just a big guy.
Now, what would be the difference? Like, what is Muay Thai compared to other?
Muay Thai is, some say it's the style of the eight limbs. It's punches, kicks, knees, elbows.
Okay.
So you have two hands, two elbows, two knees. Two
so you can hit with a bow. Can you hit with a bow? Bang, to the face.
But that's Muay Thai. And then kickboxing is only the punching and the kicking.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's it. And then boxing is only the hands.
What do you think is your strongest move in Muay Thai?
My strongest move?
Like your power, like is your legs better than your arms? Or
my,
vice versa?
Well, just by science, my legs are stronger.
Yeah,
right.
But I can't, those are my setups.
Yeah.
To my hands.
Okay.
I like to think.
I hope so. He's like, I guess so.
I mean, this is like Bruce Lee saying, like, if I say I'm good, you know I'm boasting. Yeah. But if I say I'm bad, like, if I say I'm bad, you know I'm lying.
Right.
I don't start counting till it hurts.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm. My right hand's pretty solid. I think
that's
I
good.
Can admit that.
No, you should go in. You should go in like I'm a lefty.
Nah.
Nah. He's like, I will get flip-flopped.
I will get flippity-flopped.
I remember you posted like an Instagram video of like your before and after, like from your weight to your weight now. But you also, I think you posted like you're fighting, like you getting, like you losing and then
yeah,
winning.
I progressively lost.
But I remember
fighting.
You posted a video of like you winning and I saw in the comments someone wrote like, should I be cool about this? Because I think it was the guy that you beat or maybe like that or something.
Get
like,
the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
I don't know if it, like, I, like, so, oh, I think he said, like, I don't know how I feel about this. And I think because your progression
oh, no,
is,
yeah.
like, your progression
in
like,
one of the clips, I had to use, or I felt like I had to use. Like, I felt I looked good in that, so I was like, damn, I'm gonna use that.
Right.
But my friend took it as, damn, you, like, you took it as, you chose the clip that you were kicking the shit out of me in.
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah. Do better, guy.
Yeah, for real.
I love you, Will. Shout out, Will.
Shout out.
I think I can't, like, I'm lucky to, you know, not being, like, in the scenario where I have to defend myself that often.
Yeah. It.
But I think I would have to.
I feel like it's helpful to know. How to defend
yourself.
Well,
you should be happy you don't have, like, to do that.
Exactly.
Seriously, I'm always, like, looking over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Who do you think's coming after you?
Oh, well, I just a job, Frank. You never know.
Oh, well, yeah.
Both, dude. Remember, yeah, security, I did all that PI regardless. Work for Judd.
Right. Yeah. Who's watching you?
Sus as fuck.
Does he still do that or no?
Hell yeah, Judd's pimping it out there.
That's good.
He's doing great.
He's big pimping baller.
He's big pimping baller. He's still doing what he's doing. He's still chopping.
He's still doing the ninjutsu.
I went to a gay bar for the first time.
What the fuck did you just say?
Wait, what happened?
What the fuck?
I went to a gay bar for the first time. My girlfriend, Asbury's, you know, full of, you know, the gays. Full of
gay bars.
The gay bars. And her roommate, she lives with a gay dude from a gay dude. His name is Josh. He was with his mans, and we were hanging out. We went to the carnival. There's, like, a carnival in Asbury right now.
Okay.
And we got fried Oreos. And
oh, fuck yeah.
We didn't get to go on the rides, though, because it was, like...
Whack.
Yeah. But what's it called? We got fried Oreos. I got a screwball from, like, the ice cream truck.
Hell yeah.
I was like...
Gumball at the bar?
Did they come with two all the time or nah?
They got
mine had two. Two one was in like the top. I was like, "Did I get? Is that like a lucky
You're
day?"
Getting double screwballed
because because they screwed us for quarantine. So they said, "Give them another."
Yeah,
they
might as well give them two screwballs.
CEO said, "Twice. Give them two.
It's been a rough summer. Just get two for the next one. Give them a two.
Nah, at the pool club. I remember they only had one.
Yeah, at the bottom. Because I was like, ooh. I was like, one. Bro, one. Were they always this small? Because they're like that big, like."
No, they definitely big. No, our hands were smaller.
I know. I don't know if it was.
We were smaller.
We were tiny.
Fuck. I hate growing up like that. So yeah.
Well, I know what they're bringing back though.
What?
Remember those cereal straws?
The ones that were edible.
I put it on my story the other day.
Is it really coming back?
Yeah.
Now I know you're talking. Yeah, from like
hype.
Yeah, Kellogg's cereal straws.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to buy those.
Then
now.
Fruit Loop cereal straws.
Just because I never had one. I had one like at school, but like I never. Like,
I probably fucking gave you one at my house.
Yeah, that's
mom
what
and
probably.
Dad would never buy that shit for us. Never. No, but we know everything who would. That was cool.
You know who would? Alex.
No, like my friends. My friends would have.
I got the fruit roll ups. Come through.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex,
I have the one that prints on your tongue. No way, let's run.
Everything that
let's
was
take our fucking bikes.
Yeah, we would ride our bikes to your house and like, we got the fucking...
So after the carnival, we were going to the beer garden because we were like, yo, that place was fun when we went. Do you ever been in the beer garden?
Nope.
So go, another really spot fun. In Asbury, they give you good food and like you can get like a liter of beer.
Tons of beer.
But I know, I don't know if you're, do you drink anymore or not?
Yeah, I just kind of plan around it.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't gain 75 pounds.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. So
my biggest fear.
On the way there, there was like a hotel and there was like, and her roommate was like, oh, that's like a gay bar in there.
Get
and I was
the
like,
fuck out. And you were like, yeah, let's go.
I was like, we out. No. I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm fine with it. You know, I'm not going to do nothing. It's not like people were like dancing in there and they were
like,
it was quiet.
2006 gay bar on TV.
It wasn't like The Sopranos, like when everyone's like stripping in there.
It was just a bar.
Yeah, it was a bar with dudes in it that were gay. So we go in there and then it's like quiet. We had to like sign in. It was weird. It was like a sign-in sheet. I was like, oh, I guess. Yeah, right. I guess you want to make a number. So
Frank got enlisted. It was like, he didn't know that it was like
the gay club.
No, it was like a date. It was like a fast date.
It was speed dating.
No, it was a speed dating.
No. I would die. I would change my whole name and I would be like I would pretend I was like a porn.
My name's Harvard.
My name is Tommy Salami. How you doing?
No, Obi-Wan could blow me.
You look at Michelle. You're like, what are you trying to say?
I was like, you're trying to say
what
that.
Are you trying to say?
So. We sit down and then we're getting drinks and the bartender is like, what do you guys want? I was like, I'll just get like a vodka cranberry, vodka club. Yeah. And he literally, the vodka was like, and I was like, he's not stopping. And he goes like this with the gun, with the cranberry. He's like, that was it. I was like,
I got him a fucking movie.
I was like, what is it? I was like, 20. I was like, now I'm going to spend $1,000. And he's like, $7. And I was like,
oh,
$7.
Send it again.
I was like, I'll take two right now.
Like, send it again.
So I took a sip bucks. And I was like, oh my take God. 20. I was like, this is
straight vodka.
I was like, this is straight vodka. But it didn't taste bad. I think it's because I was kind of feeling a little something.
As soon as you, after your first shot,
right,
you don't taste anything.
Nothing.
Nah.
And I was
that's
like
science. There's scientific studies about
it. So
that.
Now I found out that gay bars make strong ass drinks.
No shit.
Because they want you.
Frank's like, now I'm going to pregame.
With the gays.
With the gays. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Everyone's going to be like, yo, where are we going to pregame? I was like, guys, I know the spot.
I know the spot.
We're going to walk into Feathers and be like,
give me that beer.
I said, I'm going to go and I'm going to know everybody. Yo, Henry, Steve.
How do you know all these guys?
It was your though, because when I walked in, Billy was there at the bar already. So
I was
like,
I was tipping my hat.
I was like, this is a really good drink.
Yeah, exactly. But
to my brother.
But I was like, I'm going to get fucked up. I was like, damn. I was like, I hope I make it home. But I did make it.
He was fine.
I made it home from the gay bar.
No. When Frankie was texting me, he's like, Frankie texted me. I was with Lauren, my girlfriend. She was like, who is that? I was like, Frank. I think he's at the gay bar. And then Frankie's like, Bill, I'm at the gay bar. He's like, we're making those drinks strong as fuck.
If my girlfriend ever found me at a gay bar,
what would you say?
What's going on?
What the fuck are you doing?
Why are you at a gay bar?
Come home,
dude. I was dying though. But Frankie, like the first thing she says to me, she's like, tell them to be careful. You know
what, for the guys?
Fuck yeah.
You know,
imagine the guy slipped me something sneaky. And bro, took me home.
Yeah,
could happen. I would.
You're a pretty boy.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, I know. that I remember one time I got. You ever get hit on by a dude?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was in when I worked Harmon. I was.
Oh, at Harmon's.
Harmon's. Some guy came in and was like, "Do you know where this is?" And I was like, "Yeah, aisle 2." And he was just staring at me like.
Mm-hmm.
He was like. He was like, you're so handsome.
Oh, you're good.
And I was like,
dude.
And he was a small dude. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Was he looking up to you?
Like looking up and like licking his lips. And I was like, I got to get the fuck out of this aisle. So oh, I think man. I went to the back and I was like, Daniel, this guy is trying to fuck me.
I don't want it. I don't want
Daniel,
it.
I think this guy's trying to fuck me outside. Can you like, just go ring him up?
So luckily he got away and she said that when I turned around like because I was stacking the shelves,
yeah.
And she said that he was looking at me like I'm down. He was like, Frank. She's like, Frank, he was looking at you. Oh my God. He's like, you were right. And I was like, bro. Right. And I felt uncomfortable. And I was like, how the hell, like, how do I have the audacity to feel, say, uncomfortable,
feel uncomfortable
when the girls get that all
that's
the time?
True. The girls get
fuck.
That all the time.
Yeah.
That's big brain.
I was like, damn. I was like, this is like an everyday thing for a girl.
Yeah, it sucks.
Fuck. I never realized that until my girlfriend started.
Now the girls listen
talking
like that,
about
then
it as well.
Like, now I'm pissed.
Yeah, when I started dating my girlfriend, she used to like say it, like when we'd come home from the mall, she was like, oh, honey, this guy was looking at me, that guy was looking at me. Mm-hmm. I was like, really?
That's fucked up.
No, Alex.
You said
no,
that.
Not like that.
Yeah, but she probably took it that way.
You can't say that.
Now Alex is thinking, oh, fuck, damn, I sound like a dick.
Oh, oh honey, if you took that way, I'm sorry if you're listening.
Some of you said, like, you just meant, like...
I said, like...
What were you...
Like people are that conscious about looking at other people. And she's like, oh, yeah, all the time. And I was like, all right, honey, next time we go to the mall, squeeze my hand every time somebody looks at you. Like, you notice somebody checking you out. Just or even, for heck's sake, squeeze my hand this way if someone's checking me out.
Oh.
Now she just rapid fire.
My fucking hand.
She was doing that.
She was doing that 19 palm. I was like, oh shit.
19 palm. She's hitting every corner.
I was like, what the fuck?
So someone was checking you out? Like, was it a certain
screen? No, like, people were checking her out a lot more than
right.
than what we were comparing. Hmm. I was like, that's fucking gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to say we're dogs.
We're out of here.
Some dudes are fucking pigs.
I mean, I don't mind it. Go ahead, check my girlfriend out.
No, hey.
It's yours.
I live with the bitch now, so she ain't going nowhere.
No,
bro,
no.
You ever pop pimples in the shower? I have. What
That's
up?
The thing. That's the thing. My girlfriend loves
me. I love my girlfriend.
My girlfriend gets on me like a monkey. She's like...
on your
sure
head.
My shit's clean. But...
No, stop.
Oh, Dingleberry.
You've had a guy try to pick you up, you said?
Yeah.
Like
back when I was bouncing.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
Hitting on you and stuff?
So much shit with bouncing. Okay, I'll paint a picture.
Okay.
42nd Street in Manhattan, right next to Bryant Park, right next to Times Square.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In between, there is a club. It was called Circle. And during the day, it was called Arena or something like that, because it was an event space. And then at night, it was a nightclub. So they needed to do it for whatever reason, call it different names.
Right.
They filmed and had a party for RuPaul. Ooh. Who was releasing this barefoot sparkling wine.
Oh, no.
Barefoot wine?
I was like,
wine,
all right. Huh? So I'm like, all right. Bounce.
Did you know who RuPaul was at the time?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because I'm cultured.
You're cultured.
Yeah.
I don't appropriate it. Right? Yeah, come on. They're cool.
Yeah.
So I end up being RuPaul's personal security guard for the evening.
That's awesome.
And
so you met him and everything.
It was awesome. So
did he dab you up?
He dabbed me. I was like,
I was a RuPaul.
He does one more. Okay, all right, go ahead.
How people viewed me, being the one protecting him, they viewed me as a target to try to get to RuPaul. So they're like, gotta get through the bouncer.
Yeah.
Because they screw up. But instead of gotta get through the bouncer, they're like, gotta get through the bouncer.
They gotta get
past
through the
him
bouncer.
Off.
Yeah.
So they were all hit. They were
so
all
hit. Many men hit on me that night.
Right.
And I stuck to my guns.
You held the fortress then?
No, sir. You cannot see RuPaul. Despite what you're offering me.
Oh my god.
I don't know what Alex is like, I don't know what a Z job is, but no.
I don't know what that does or where that's from, but I don't want it. No thanks.
So you made it through the night.
I made it through the night.
That's good.
And RuPaul said, good job, honey.
Thank you, honey. Give you a little honey. What were they trying to get that you were inside? Like they were trying to get, like, cause you said you were
just like get to him.
Okay. So like was he on a stage? Like in the
He was like in the VIP area.
Gotcha.
And I was Post it up,
holding down this.
He's holding down that entrance.
Yeah.
No one's coming through.
No one's coming in.
Signs are clear.
Just like the security guy was holding us down from fucking Red Bank. Remember?
What?
Dude, yeah.
Red Bank?
No, we went to Red Bank one night.
It made
no
sense.
Who put hands on you?
No one put hands on us. There was like four of us, and we tried to get in. Like, long story short, we tried to get in. They were like, you can't come in because it's a private party.
So
and then,
we
but then everyone else who came was able to get in. So I was like,
and I was like, I'm pretty sure there's random people
suck
coming
my
here.
Balls?
Yeah. I was like, is the private party for everyone?
Yeah, if you give me a $20 bill.
I was like, it is an open get. I mean, probably.
No, remember mom's like, were you guys like wearing bad enough? I was like, where? Yeah, I was like, I was wearing a fucking trash.
I was like,
bag.
Yeah,
I
had
like,
my underwear.
Some guy going with a guinea to you, like, let me
I had a G-string.
Bro, some people, I used to do that a lot when I was bouncing. They just want your money,
right? That's how
they want. They don't give a fuck.
You know, I sure started filleting my wallet. Had
you know,
at least $300.
You know, Teak and Red Bank. Have you heard of it?
I know of it.
So one night they had like a Halloween party there. So there was a huge line and I was like, fuck that.
Fuck
I
that
went up to the bouncer. I was like, yo, I was like, we ain't trying to win this line. It was like me and my friend Josh. He was like, yeah. He's like, $20. He's like, stand right there and slap me at 20.
Yeah.
He's going to let you in right away.
Bro,
they don't care.
I got paid $100 a night.
And then on top of that.
And I'd walk home with like a pocket full, like $700.
Just to get in
dude,
quicker.
But like, he charged you 20, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I charge dudes like 100.
I mean, you were in
Manhattan.
Yeah,
it depends on
Manhattan, high end club.
They would pay it though.
They said, "Oh, 100, that's okay."
Oh, yeah, it was an Asian
because it was a Korean nightclub. Like,
fine.
Oh my god! But there's the really sweet ones. They're like, "Yeah, that's fine."
Yeah,
and then there's the other ones that are like, "Fuck you,"
mm-hmm.
And like you have to be cautious,
right?
Messing with these guys because their national sport is literally Taekwondo,
right?
They will spinning back roundhouse
you
kick you.
And you never know who knows.
And you're going to be fighting an octopus.
Rich?
An octopus.
Was it Rich Asians?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians?
They know
so that's it right there.
Dude.
I mean, they could pay it. But
they did.
I mean, if they want it. So what, they were trying to get in. They were trying to get in before.
Yeah.
They didn't want to wait.
No, nobody.
So how, like, that was like your go-to? Like, yeah, $100, like, you're going.
Yeah.
You know. Like, would you get in trouble, though, if, like, your boss saw that?
Absolutely not, as long as I gave him a cut.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
did you have to give him a cut?
Of course. I always threw him some.
Yeah.
Of course. I didn't give him, like, a 50-50 cut.
Right.
No, yeah.
I had, like, a 85.
Like a handful.
Yeah, 85-50. Like, whatever it was.
A couple bills in my fingers.
Yeah, and I was still coming home with, like, $700.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I remember you were doing that
for
a minute.
But that turned me into, like, a bad person.
Yeah.
Because it was every night, like, give me your money or I'll fight you.
Right. It's like, well, this thing ain't getting in.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to be throwing hands.
And then being up all night, that sucked.
I remember you told me this story about the Asian guy with the cocaine. Remember that?
Oh,
what's the story?
Okay.
I don't think he ever told you.
I'm working the VIP.
Uh-huh.
And you know, club culture, some drugs are very common. This guy's openly doing cocaine on his little necklace spoon thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I saw it. I have to go say something, right?
Yeah, you can't just be like, bro.
So I go over to him and I'm like, hey, bro, you can't be doing that here. And working in the Korean nightclub, there was a language barrier.
Right.
So he goes, okay. He goes in his pocket. And I'm thinking like, all right, he understood. He's about to tip me.
Yeah.
Dude has a handful of cocaine and throws it in my face.
For real?
And now we're scrapping. As soon as it hit my face.
Honestly, like, it's obvious that he wanted to fuck you.
He wanted to
fight. Is there any chance that he was like, oh, okay, he wants some?
No.
No way!
There's definitely a chance that
like we thought about the bird before he tossed it. Or?
No, I thought about this a lot. There's a very high possibility that he was somebody I had thrown out previously.
Okay,
and
bad beef already.
And he just
past beef.
He held on to that, okay. And I was like, who?
Yeah.
Why waste all that?
Because he's a dumbass.
Yeah,
and he think he'll get me in trouble, but he didn't.
Because he missed.
Because.
Across the fucking glass. No, but you told me he did hit you with.
Oh no, it got me. Pocket sand. No, right, but to Alex the face.
Is like that just infused my chakras.
That just aligned my. I'm about to go to the Avatar state.
And then like aligned
like, yeah. My Sharingan went.
Made me stronger. So what happened?
I said sand. So it hit me in the face, and now we're fist fighting in the middle of the VIP.
That's crazy.
And you know me. I mean, yeah. Humble bragging, but pieced him up. Right. Obviously, you had to. I had to. And then my backup comes.
Thank God.
And they're like, all right, we need to get him out of here now. And yeah. It's on camera, so everything's
He's like,
fine.
We threw him in the alley?
No.
In the trash can.
No, so we took him out. We did take him outside. And that's when my boss, who was outside, saw me with my face covered in cocaine.
Of course.
And he's like, get the fuck inside. What are you doing going outside? Like looking like that. And I had no idea what I looked like.
Yeah,
probably. So he took me into like the, yeah, he took me into like the fucking busboy area.
Yeah.
He's just like, wash your face. I was like, all right. He goes, stay right here. I'll be right back. He gets me a lime and a lemon.
Yeah, because
a shot of tequila and like a two shots of tequila and some and one other thing I forget.
You told me you put ice cubes on your gums or something.
Oh yeah, we put ice cubes on the back of my neck. That's what it was.
So
my central nervous system was like, all right. That just happened, but chill the fuck out.
I gotta relax.
And
you were good after that.
I was like, it never happened.
That's crazy. That's some
mis- that's home some hood,
remedy mystery shit.
Some hood Mr. Miyagi.
two shots, like you know, like the movie, like
no. We're good. We got this. We need ice cubes, lemon squeeze.
Yeah,
yeah. It was fucking insane.
A rope.
That sounds nuts.
Yeah,
I have to tell you about my weekend out. This past weekend, because I didn't tell Billy some stuff and I gotta tell him.
What happened?
What happened?
So Josh hits me up. Like, well, first of all, we went to Point Pleasant first.
Ooh.
Me, Billy, and his girlfriend.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
So we had drinks, played some arcade games. Billy tried to do the fucking hang game.
Yeah, that's hard.
Me and my girlfriend did it.
It's a lie.
You know why, though,
right? It rolls.
Yeah. It's slicked out in oil.
Yeah.
It's slicked out in oil.
I mean, it did. It felt greasy. That's why I was drying my hands as much Billy as I knew.
I think the first medium prize is like a minute.
Yeah.
And he made it like 55 seconds. I was like, just like five more seconds. But it was literally, it slides it your grip. So
you see me? Does the bar move?
Yeah.
Yeah, it rolls.
Automatically.
It's on a spin.
It's a spin. It's like, you know those, spinning.
It's not sturdy.
You can go like this and it would spin.
Yeah. That's annoying.
It's bullshit.
So that's how they get you.
That's what you need strong wrist for.
What was it? 57 seconds? I almost had a minute. Almost
it was
a minute.
So close.
We got a medium prize, but it's all right.
That motherfucking.
Yeah, this piece of shit.
Could have got the 99 cents.
You got your wrist strength.
I did it fine. I did cut this because I was squeezing that last minute, and I was like, "It's rolling on me." I didn't want to let go.
Right.
And I was like, "Fuck! I'll take the fucking pain." And
then fuck
as soon as my
that medium prize.
Yes.
I want that medium prize. I'm gonna get that stuffed Spider-Man.
I want the dragon coming out of the egg.
So then later in the day, I get home and I'm like ready to go out because it's like Belmar is opening up like everything. And oh, I was like,
yes.
And I was like, I'm trying to go out. So first of all, my friend from school is getting a house right next to DJ's. And DJ's is like,
oh, yeah?
A madhouse.
Oh, yeah? Fucking psychopath.
So I was like,
what?
I was like, how are you going to get in? I was like, it's the first day. I was like, it's going to be mobbed. Mm-hmm.
How are you going to sleep?
That too, like
ever.
Well, I mean, if you're ever, yeah, that's a good question. Like, because it's literally like DJ
somewhere every night.
DJ is his house like that.
Nah, I live in Kingsburg now too. Like,
yeah.
A lifestyle choice.
The amusement point, the park outside. That's like a lot for me. I could never imagine that.
Imagine the Ferris wheel.
I'm cool with that.
All you would hear is dun 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 dun. Fucking DJs. So it turns out the wait was like 3 hours. So I was like,
for
DJs.
Oh my god!
Like people are in line for hours.
I couldn't do that.
It was like down the street.
I want to see what those bouncers make in a night.
Probably something stupid. So we end up going to Red Bank, and we go to Red Bank, and there's like. The upstairs isn't allowed up because they have like another private party, of course. It's probably bullshit.
So you go to Teak.
So no, well, I don't know. Teak wasn't open. Was open, but they didn't have the bar up.
Okay.
Hopefully it opens up soon. I think it will now with like the whole like you can dance and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Was this so we're sitting like these gallon dance buckets sitting on stools. My fucking back's like killing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this fucking sucks. So and the band, but I'm like, oh, the band's gonna come on, and the band is not coming on. And I was like, what? They're like they're playing like John the Fisherman for like 20 minutes practicing.
No.
And I was like, and the people next to us are like about to leave because they're like, we've been waiting for like 2 hours. And I was like, I'm sorry, Judy.
Sorry, Judy.
So I was like, Beth. I was like, Josh, we got to make a decision right now. I was like, it's either we stay here and then possibly, you know, things, you know, get popping.
Possibly.
I was like, or we're out to Belmar and we find something. We go to Gabare or some type of spot. And he was like, all right, let's go. And he like, called.
Yeah, Frankie texted me. He texted me instantly as they made their decision. He was like,
we're
going to Belmar. I'm like, are you fucking? I was like, yeah, enjoy yourself. I was like, because I literally before he texted me that, I looked at the Snapchat. I was like, oh, that's Josh's face. He looks pissed.
Yeah,
he looks disappointed. He's definitely popping out.
He was like itching.
He was itching to go somewhere.
I go party, bro.
So we get the we first decide we're like, let's check out Headliner because Josh likes this club Headliner, and the line is like wrapped around the corner.
Of
like,
course,
absolutely
not. As it is.
So no, I was like, absolutely not. So we go to we get out of Bar A and we go up to the line. It's just both two of us and no one's online. It's like there's like a squad of people, but I guess like they're waiting. So we go up. They're like, she's like, yeah, for two it's gonna be like an hour wait. And I was like, it was like 7:38. It was early.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I was like, that's not bad. Let's just go drink at the place over there. We'll wait. So we go to this place, Boathouse, and we're drinking by the bar and we're just hanging out. We got in right away. Just having drinks, talking to the people next to us. And a half hour later, they call us and they're like, oh, we got your spot.
Nice.
So I'm like, word. So, and it was funny because we were drinking like vodka clubs and I was like, oh, fuck. Because Josh didn't even drink his yet. He's like, I was like, yeah, I wish they gave us a fucking lid. And the bartender's like, do you want a lid?
Yeah.
And I was like,
for real?
I was like, seriously? He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
He's like, dude, fuck, quarantine's over. He's like, sure.
And he gave me a lid and we walked out. The bouncer was like, what the fuck? He's like, must be water. I was like, yeah. And
it's water.
So we're like walking over, we're like sipping, then we throw our shit out. And then Michelle texts, my girlfriend texts me, like, as soon as we get there, she's like, it's so funny. She's like, we ended up at Bar A. And I was like, oh shit. And they're literally, as we're about to go in, like standing on the side. And I was like, yeah. And we like said hello. And then
see ya.
Yeah, peace.
See ya.
Because they were trying to get in with their friend. Like, they were like a big squad of people. And they were trying to get in on the other side with like a friend group that was already inside. So they bring us in. We're sitting at like two stools outside this bar. And like, there's music. There's a lot of people. But you can't really leave the seat. Like, you can't.
Right,
So I was like, this is fine. I was like, we'll settle.
Yeah,
I was like, this is whatever.
That's the settle. That's fine. Yeah.
So at the start of the night, we're like, this place is fucking whack. Like, right now.
Where were you?
Bar A.
Oh, so Bar A, they had you on the stools and
they had us in the stools. Like, you know when you walk right in that first
What time
bar?
Did you get there?
It was early.
That's why. Once the stools are gone, that's when the party
begins. It was 9 o'clock. But I was like,
the stools are gone?
Everyone knows.
Get turned.
I didn't know what they were doing for the nighttime. So I don't know what the rules were. So I was like, my girlfriend's like, oh, we're in the back if you want to come like chill with us for a little bit. So I go back there. Josh's like, just go see what they're doing, see what like the setup is. So the bar back there is available. Like, you could sit there. So I was like, let's just move back there. I was like, because that's going to be popping probably.
Yeah.
And we ended up moving back there. And by 10 o'clock, no bullshit, it was back to regular how it was like last summer, like that's two insane. Summers ago. I was like, did
no one give a shit?
No one gave a fuck. I was like, there was no, yeah. no one was sitting down. It was packed.
Hell yeah.
The sand was full. Like, people were dancing. I was like, bro, I was like, well, did they just say fuck it and just like open everything back up?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's insane.
I was like, is the band going to open back up? There was no Dude, band or anything.
Everything's opening back up in like a couple of days.
Well, they said dance floors are officially open.
Isn't it weird how
my dance floor's been open year round, brother?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, in general. People are like,
I know, but
you know, they can't, like, for a lot of things, especially in like Asbury and Belmar.
Hell yeah,
they didn't allow any of that shit.
But now it's coming back.
Now it's coming back.
Isn't it weird though how COVID like went away right before Memorial Day weekend?
Right, how convenient, Murphy.
How convenient.
Looks like
how
you're convenient. Playing. Looks like you're playing for the money here. But it was funny because
like you're paying for my vote.
Some guy walked up to me when I was at the bar because I was getting drinks. He was like, "Yeah," and he put his like he had like a like what's like the hat? It's like a beach hat that you have like
fedora.
Is it a fedora? What is it called?
What do you mean, a beach hat?
Like, I don't know. Sombrero? Like sombrero.
Thank you.
It was a sombrero type thing. A fedora.
We're getting culturally insensitive right now.
It was like a sombrero type thing. And he puts it on my head. He goes, yo, what guys think? And that's I was awesome. Like,
yo, what the fuck?
I was like, great. I was like, what? Wow. He was like, yeah. He's like, you guys were filming outside of DJs, right? Oh, I was like, yeah. Because we did like a video outside.
I remember.
Yeah. So I was like,
that was some good shit.
Shout out to I was like, what's your name? He's like, Nick. I was like, yo, shout out to you, bro. I didn't think anybody would notice, like, realize that it's us at the bar. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, that shit's funny as hell.
Nice.
Sounds like word. But we met some cool people. People were just like something like maybe I bumped into somebody who's like, bro, I was like, what are you doing? Like joking around.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, he's like, I miss this. He's like, bro, this yeah.
dude, he's like, bro, I love that.
I don't want to fight you right now, but I miss this.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yo, I miss the interaction, bro. We were just like,
everyone was just
everybody was just so happy.
Vibing.
Everybody was just so like no issue, no problem. Everybody was so happy to be back
it's
out.
It's been too long.
It's been too long. And two, you can't beat that shit.
No.
Bro, remember we would hear the ice cream truck around the corner.
Yeah.
And be like, Ma, can we get some ice cream?
No, we instantly yell for that.
No. And then the answer would be, we got ice cream in the house. Yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Suck.
We do have ice cream.
Bullshit in the house.
It's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
It's not.
You could party in your garage and have kickbacks at your house as much as you want. But
yeah, unless you're buying the stuff on the truck and it's in the freezer, it ain't the same.
Exactly. So we were dancing, we were vibing. Like, my friend who got a house by DJs showed up and we were all hanging out and we're having a good time. My girlfriend and we're just hanging out. And then at the end of the night, I'm trying to think of what time it was, but it's probably like 12 something.
Yeah.
And
that's
early
night, bro.
It was early. But this is what I'm
doing. Okay.
So I was making jokes with Josh. I was like, yeah, Josh, I said after this, 35. And he goes,
oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about? I was like, yeah, Club 35 tonight. Club 35.
Nah.
He was like, don't say it, Frank. He's like, I'll go. And I was like, we're going. I was like,
did you really end up there?
No.
Oh, my God.
But So we take an Uber back. We get an Uber. It was funny because the Uber back was like $100. And I was like, we're fucked. I was like, that's. And then a second later, like a minute later, it was $50. I was like, oh, wow. I was like,
oh, what?
100% difference. Yeah. Like that matter of.
That 50% discount in a second.
So
just kicking in.
So we're taking a ride back, and we make the thing for 35. I was like, I can't believe we're going to fucking the strip club right now.
Get the fuck.
I was like, we're going to this fucking strip club. I was like, I can't believe we're going.
I thought you said you didn't go.
This is what I'm talking
about. Oh, man. Okay.
So we're on our way there, and Josh's like, man, Club 35 is fucking deep. And he's like, why don't we just go to Fantasies right here? I was like, bro, I've never been in Fantasies. I've lived in fucking this town for so long. I've never been to fucking Fantasies.
Oh, my God.
And we fucking changed it to Fantasies.
Hilarious.
Pulled up to Fantasies. I was like, bro, I was like, this place closes at 2 o'clock. We got there at 1. I was like, this place is going to close in like an hour. But they changed it because I remember it used to be like all nude, I think. Yeah. And now it's like a go-go. So it's like everyone's clothed, but, you know, it's the same deal.
Okay.
But I got no more cash. I mean, I get like $200 out of the fucking ATM. We walk in. And I was like, oh, I was fucking feeling it. It was so funny. So I sit down.
What the fuck?
I sit down. I get a drink. Some girl like walks over that like. Comes across the bar, and I'm like hanging out with her, and she's like, I don't know if she was fucking faking a Boston accent, but she was like, what? Definitely a terrible Boston accent.
Like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you from, honey?
She was like, I was like, oh, no, we were just
I'm from Boston.
I was like, we were just at Bar A. I didn't tell him this whole time.
Oh my God. You never told me the story.
I wanted to save it for right now. So I was like, oh yeah. I was like, we were hanging out at a bar A, and she goes, oh, like beret? Like a beret? I was like, no.
Stop.
I was like, the bar A. I was like, it's in Bell Bar. So
we picked a good one.
Yeah, exactly. So I get a dance by that girl. And then we leave, and then we didn't leave, but I come back out, and then Josh gets a dance. Then we're just hanging out drinking, just fucking laughing, like watching the fucking people dance.
Yeah. Watching the lonely fucks.
Watching just like everybody twiddle their thumbs in the bar.
Oh, man.
But it, like,
girls are scary.
Yeah, the girls are scary. I don't know.
I'm just
what
here
to
throw hundreds. Now leave me alone.
But the lights come on at 1:30, so I was like, Josh, they're gonna fucking kick us out in like 20 minutes. So we just like, it was funny. I was like,
you speed rounded
it.
No way.
You
hurry. It's like the last call for beer.
It was like this. I was pointing to girls across the bar. I was like dance, like we're dance. So they would run over another dance, and then like another dance. I got three dances. But I wish I didn't get a dance from the last girl.
Oh no,
because she was like this. Like I was like,
what are you doing?
No. I was like this. Oh, dude, I was fucking in so much pain the next day when I woke up. I was like, I was like, she fucking broke my ass, bro. I was like, oh, shit.
Is that why you said your ass hurts?
Yeah, her ass broke.
Is that why you're saying your ass is hurting?
No, my ass wasn't hurting.
Did you get pegged?
His ass was hurting.
I got pegged.
You got pegged.
You getting a new PlayStation 5? Dude, that's crazy.
I do have
Thanks,
a PlayStation 5.
Oh, fuck.
Stop. I'm done. My fucking groin was on fire, bro. The next day, I was like, I was tender as fuck, because she was like skinny as hell.
The penicillin shot. She was just
fucking penicillin shot. Yeah. No. Luckily, you know, my clothes stay on for the night, and we just left there. And honestly, I don't remember like the ride back, because I remember
after a night of fantasies, you never will.
Yeah, it was a fantasy.
Well, I mean, you went from bar A drinking. You probably drank your fantasies too. Right?
Drank Corona's a fantasy. Jesus. And then Corona. And then we drove back, and then we got to the apartment. I literally don't remember. I remember being back, but I don't remember walking into the apartment.
I don't remember being that drunk.
I
do not remember the last time being that drunk.
That was you know what's good? Like, I wasn't too bad the next day. I definitely felt like shit.
You feeling it now, buddy? You all right?
After that second one,
he's done.
That second one put me under. But it was, I just had to tell, I wanted to bring that up just because.
That's fucking,
because you know what it was? It was like one of the, I was like, Josh, I was like, I want to have like an adventure tonight. I was like, I want to fucking do something.
Dude, like, yeah, like the world's open again.
I was like, I need to go.
I want
a reward for being stuck in the house for a whole fucking year.
My gym just started. They stopped wearing the masks.
Right.
And I'm like happy as a pig and shit.
Yeah. Because who wants to run a treadmill with a fucking mask?
40 minutes on the stairs with a mask on? Nah, fuck
no
off.
No, you can't do it.
I wouldn't be able to breathe, bro. I can't fucking walk up these
stairs. And now, dude, you know how free I am right now?
Yeah.
I'm going up those stairs like Jim Carrey. Yes, man. Jim
Carrey. In Yes, Man.
That's funny.
I thought you were saying in the elevator. When he's like, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
When he's in the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me now.
So what's your goal now then, like for the future? You have like a thing you're trying to hit, like a certain... like, are you trying to go into fighting, like anything?
I don't
like
know
that?
Man, I've been thinking about revamping, starting up my own YouTube.
Shout out, what's your, is it Big Banky?
Big Banky.
Follow Big Banky on YouTube. He just released this sick ass video on why you are right now.
I recently got a,
you know what I loved about it, it showed like you were like,
I was pretty raw about it.
You were like people were like, oh, do you have depression, like do you like, are you feeling like, did you feel like you just need it? You're like I'm not doing this for you, like I'm doing this for me.
Yeah, I'm doing this for me. I don't fuck you, man. Yeah.
Alex is the type of person's mentality, he never gave a shit about anybody else.
Clearly I was,
didn't matter,
the largest kid in middle school wearing Naruto fingerless gloves. I didn't give a fuck.
Didn't matter.
No one ever fucking Naruto stood a chance against Alex, because he just didn't give a shit. And just that mentality alone, you can win the lotto with that.
Yeah, man.
For real.
And that video was part of an ambassadorship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for a protein brand.
Oh, yeah. I saw your
own. Oh, so yeah. It had to be like what's the brand?
Astroflave.
Astroflave. Is that
use code Big Banky.
Astroflave. At checkout.
10% off.
10% off. Hey, that's got a little coupon.
Yeah. There you go.
That's awesome.
Landed that.
Nice.
And now, as of right now, I mean, I just started looking at Thailand.
Hmm.
Hopefully going to Thailand.
That's awesome.
want to go there to go train.
Awesome.
I mean, there's a lot. I have a lot of paths in front of me right now.
You know, I'm
weightlifting route, powerlifting route, Muay Thai route.
I'm happy for
Frankie's
you.
Frankie's happy to film the whole entire thing on the gravel.
Yeah, right.
When you're on the road, yeah.
Shit's a lot.
Like this.
That's just some mad money.
Yeah. It's just a lot.
Alex, make sure you get the
shot.
Sake, ba.
Sake. No, man, it shit's a lot. I never. That's why I'm hesitant to do it, because I know it's a lot.
It's a big step up from, you know, you're doing a lot right now.
Yeah.
And training alone, you're training, and then I feel like you're working out, and then all this other shit. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
but
maybe I'll get.
You definitely could do it, but it's probably gonna be a big.
I'll do
commitment.
The best
are
I can.
Halt other
do the best you
to
can.
Do this?
Huh?
Like, what will you be halting to do?
Holding?
Yeah, like halting. Like, you know, halting. You have stuff here.
Yeah. Work.
Work, yeah.
Yeah, works takes up a lot of my time. So I'm trying to start that other business with
the whole
teaching
ice
and everything.
Cream stand.
Oh, yeah, that too. The lemonade stand.
Lemonade stand on.
No, but yeah, I'm trying to start that up, and then, yeah, I mean, just a lot of shit to do.
Well,
big moves, man.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Hey, man. Thanks for fucking inviting me.
I'm glad you came. It's been over a year, 100%. Like,
literally haven't seen you in a year because I moved.
Yeah. And then
quarantine. Made it harder.
And then the whole jail thing for me.
Yeah, I know, man. Sorry I didn't visit you.
That's all right. I had a Big Bob with me in the cell, so that was kind of hard. But
oh, Big Bob Sapp. That's nice.
High fives only, but not with his hands.
Oh, shit. This has been episode 11 of season 2. Glad to bring it to you with Big Banky.
Yes, sir.
Alex in the house. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Do you have anything else you want to plug? You got? I know you got your YouTube.
This camera.
All right, hot ones.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out hot ones.
No, I mean, my Instagram is big.banky. My YouTube is Big Banky. Follow me on Twitch, Big Banky. Everywhere is pretty much Big Banky.
Big Banky.
Yeah.
Follow the big man.
Yes.
He'll lead you to greatness.
Shout out to Sarita. Love you.
Oh, Sarita. Aww. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, man.
Thanks, Alex.
Anytime you want me.
We'll see you guys next time on the potty. Hope you enjoyed the pod. Check out the video on YouTube when it's uploaded. We'll let you know. Check out our Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. What Guys Official. What Guys Podcast. What is it?
What
Guys Official? What Guys Eat.
That'd be the next foodie podcast.
Yeah, it'd be a little segment we'll put on Instagram.
Take care, everybody. Enjoy the weekend and Memorial Day weekend, man. MDW. Hope you have a good time.
Yes, let's get it.
Go get lit or
party
have
hard.
Fun.
Party hard.
Or like Alex is going to do, eat a big cookie, probably.
Yeah. Most definitely.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Good night.
Perfect.